are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, many eyes right now are watching the Supreme Court, and I should also tell you they should also be watching the Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit, because there are two very important Obamacare cases going on right now. One is Sebelius versus Hobby Lobby, challenging the Obama administration's attempt to force private companies to purchase contraceptives, you know, for their employees, basically through the insurance mandate. But the other very, very important case that's going on through the Court of Appeals, the appellate court, is Halbig versus Sebelius. Now, this one is where they're not asking the court, I guess, to strike down the law. What they're asking is to implement the law as Congress intended, where Obama can, every now and then, as at a whim, decide to delay Obamacare. Because as he's delaying it, okay, then, I mean, if this is going to be the law, then this is going to be the law. And you can't delay parts of the law just for your own well-being or for the for an election coming up. So we got a lot to talk about in terms of that coming up today on the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're also going to talk about how mushrooms may be able to prevent cervical cancer. Now, I don't know how many mushrooms you need to fit up in there, but we'll talk about that. Then there's a study out saying, yes, if you do drink, you are funnier. Really? Really? Now, for somebody like me that loves to make people laugh, okay, I don't want to hear something like that, okay, because I don't like to drink, and I do not want to have any incentive to drink just to be funnier. But I understand that I really need to up the ratings of the show. So who knows? Maybe we need to have a bartender in the studio. Then pollution kills 7 million people every year. That is a lot. Got to talk about that. Then that's very interesting. They think there's going to be a balloon, a vibrating balloon that you could rest against your teeth while you sleep so you don't have to wear expensive braces. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so first of all, let's talk about the Supreme Court case that is being listened to right now and arguments are being taken. It's still Clement and Varelli. We know these names very, very well because they were the ones that addressed the Supreme Court last year in terms of Obamacare and it being constitutional. Paul Clement is a former U.S. State's Solicitor General for the Bush administration, is going to be arguing today for Hobby Lobby, whereas the Solicitor General Donald Varelli is representing the government. Remember, actually, this was a couple years ago, was when they, I don't know if it was last year. It was, well, you know what, I think every time there's something that has to do with the Obamacare and the Supreme Court, they're there. And when the Supreme Court today is looking at arguments regarding the Hobby Lobby not wanting to be involved with their employees' birth control, we're not really going to hear the decision until late June. You know how whenever anything has to do with Obamacare, it's usually June 30th or the very, very, very last day of session, so that they could kind of, you know, throw the grenade and then run, so to speak. So we're not going to hear anything till late June. But, you know, what is so important about this, and I want to hear from you guys on what you have to think, is, you know, the idea of, does religious freedom exist anymore? Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I've said for many years now that employers should be so far away from their employees' health care and their contraception and their prostate and their ovaries. Me, as an employee, I never wanted my boss to be so involved with my health care. I didn't want my boss to know if I was even taking birth control. Yet the way our system is you have to get health insurance through your employer. If not, your employer is taxed. So here's Hobby Lobby that doesn't have a problem with contraception in general, but from what I understand, a few of them that could be abortive in nature. And they're like, look, we just don't want to be involved. Get us out of this. And it's now a case. It's a case. And this is going to be something that all eyes are on, because this, not so much that everybody cares about Hobby Lobby. It's a cool store. I like the store. It's not that we all care about Hobby Lobby. It's, I'd like to see how the justices rule when it comes to religious freedom. If you don't want to be any part of a quote-unquote abortive type of birth control, can the government force you or make you pay a tax? Now, an example of an abortive type of birth control would be an IUD. An IUD, it doesn't cause quote-unquote abortions, okay? However, when the fertilized egg implants in the uterus, the IUD is there to make the area uncomfortable for it. And so you then would lose the fertilized egg. And so that's why it's considered a quote-unquote abortive type of birth control. Now, I have to admit, you know, even though I'm not a fan of all these kids getting abortions, and I think we have too many people using abortion as a form of birth control, I'm a big fan of the IUDs from a medical standpoint, because a lot of my patients, they don't seem to have the heavy bleeding. Some people will get heavier bleeding and cramps, but other people with these IUDs, they don't get periods. And if they can't tolerate estrogen birth control or other types of oral birth control because of either their liver or blood pressure, the IUD provides a very, very safe alternative. Okay? But, again, do we really need to force our employers to be involved? When we come back, we're going to talk about this plus the other case, but I want to hear from you. Is our religious freedom at risk if it's not along what mainstream America wants, or if the Obama administration wants? And what do we do? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Call it now.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really, really, really do appreciate it. You can follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Michael over the break called in, doesn't want to be on air, asking why isn't Hobby Lobby exempt? Doesn't the Affordable Health Care Act already exempt companies if they don't believe in if they don't believe in contraception or have religious restrictions? I don't know if the law protects them. I'm under the impression that the Affordable Health Care Act protects like religious organizations. Okay, so like for example, if you are a church that employs people, a religiously affiliated group I think could claim an exemption. If you are an owner of a business and you disagree that's where it's the issue. Hobby Lobby is not a religious organization. It is Hobby Lobby. It's like a craft store, like Michael's. And I gotta admit, I mean, I love Michael's and Hobby Lobby. I go there all the time. I love the stuff that they have. So where the question lies is if you are the owner of a business and you don't want to pay for your workers' birth control, how can the government force you under our Constitution? And which is why the subject today is, and what many people are you know, now protesting in Washington is, you know, do we have religious freedom? Or no, do employers not have a right to force their religious beliefs on a patient or on a customer or on an employee? 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. I'd like to know what you guys think about it. 1-877-DOCDALY. You know, this subject came up a while back when there were doctors that didn't want to prescribe birth control. And there was a patient that was upset because she went to her gynecologist. He doesn't believe in birth control. He wouldn't give it to her, and he didn't refund her copay. Now, okay, I find it kind of hard to believe that you would go into gynecology and be able to sustain a practice not giving birth control. I mean, you would think that you would end up going out of business because a lot of your patient base requires some sort of birth control. So, you know, it just, it's kind of odd. It's like, you know, seeing somebody who's a baker who is allergic to the smell of bread. You probably wouldn't see them in that, you know, vicinity because in that scenario. But, you know, doctors shouldn't be forced to prescribe something they don't believe in. Now, the patient should have a right. You know, like, for example, if I see a patient and I don't believe in writing OxyContin with my abilities, I believe a person that wants OxyContin should be in another doctor's office who manages pain because that's beyond my scope. I'm a family doc. Then I have a right to say no, but I refund their money. So there was a big discussion on what do you do if you see a doctor and they only believe, you know, are they allowed to kind of put their religious beliefs? What do you do if you have a doctor that doesn't believe in abortion and you want an abortion? Well, if you have a doctor that doesn't believe in abortion, they're probably not performing the abortions. You know, and so people who, I told you, you know, in medical school, there were a lot of people in my class who were pro-choice, but none of them wanted to learn how to perform abortions. They just didn't, you know, and I'm like, but I thought you guys were pro-choice, you know, and not pro-life, you know. I'm pro-life, but I do understand that we have to keep the government out of a woman's choice. It's very interesting. You would think somebody who was pro-choice would be more conservative because they want government staying out of their body, staying out of what's going on. However, I am against people using it as a form of birth control. I think it's ridiculous. And having had many friends who were children that were of unwanted pregnancies, I am just thankful that their parents didn't abort them. So, you know, if you're raped or if you're in a situation where you were forced or in an incestual situation, you know, yes, you are concerned about you not being able to have the access of you know, being able to do what you want for your body. So I totally understand that. But do I think 16-year-olds should be using abortions as a form of birth control? Hell no. Absolutely not. And so that's where I'm kind of on both sides with that. And I really want the government staying out. I don't think the government should have any part of telling us what to do with our bodies. But then on the flip side also, I don't think any of our tax dollars should go to abortions either. If you don't feel like abortion is right, you shouldn't have to be paying taxes for that. Government should just be completely out of it. Completely out of it. Government shouldn't be paying for them. Government shouldn't be mandating them. Government shouldn't be disallowing them. Just keep the government out of it. And that's how I feel with that. Now, in terms of, you know, the contraception with employees, we are in a very, very strange, odd predicament here where we are so reliant on our employers for our health insurance. When we were talking about health care reform, the first thing I said 5 years ago was get the employers out of the equation. Okay, employers don't want to be involved and employees don't want their employers involved. This way, if you want to go and get birth control, you could just go and get birth control yourself. You don't have to be upset that your employer, why the hell is the employer involved? The employers don't want to be involved. I don't want to be involved as an employer. Leave me out of it. Don't tax me. Don't charge me. Just everybody go get health insurance themselves. Why are we mandating employers? Because the big problem we have with health care is not only are people not able to get health care, but they're not able to keep it. When you lose your job, you also lose your health care. What the hell kind of a sick double whammy is that? Get the employers out of health care. There should be no reason they're involved. It's ridiculous. And so now we have a Supreme Court case which may, with the way they've been ruling, force a company to pay for a product that they don't believe in. Where is our freedom? Where's our protection under the Constitution? And I think we definitely are seeing a change where if you do have any religious beliefs or you're looked upon as weird, as right wing, as, and you're stereotyped. And I'm sorry, there's a lot of Democratic religious people. There's a lot of Republican religious people. There's a lot of Catholics out there that don't believe in birth control, whether they're Democratic or Republican. And I'm starting to see some discrimination. I'm starting to see some sequestering of certain groups, and that makes me nervous because we almost feel like we're going to start being quelled. Now, as a doctor, I don't really bring up religion with my patients. Okay, if somebody asks me, you know, for an abortion, I just tell them, look, I just don't do them. You know, I really don't know any, none of the doctors I work with do them. And I tell them, unfortunately, I can't assist you with that. Okay, if you need emergency care, absolutely, I'll get you in with a to a gynecologist. But, you know, if it's something that I'm really not involved in and I don't, you know, I don't really press my beliefs, I just can't help them. You know, and we just do that. You know, medical marijuana. I think medical marijuana is cool. I'm just not involved with that. So if you come to me for medical marijuana, you probably wouldn't get past the door because we wouldn't take your money and start you on the paperwork because that's just not something we do. And most people laugh. Do you do marijuana here? No, we don't. Then they leave. So, this case with Hobby Lobby is very, very concerning to a lot of us because the fact that it went this far, that it has to go to the Supreme Court. And then what do you guys do as employees? What if you get a job and you're excited about your job, but you want birth control and your employer does not want to offer a plan? Now, here's the thing. The employer may then later say, okay, well, it has nothing to do with religious freedom. I just don't want to pay for your health insurance. So my guess is if the employer doesn't want to pay for your health insurance or give you health insurance, they're going to find an excuse, whether it's a religious reason or a monetary reason. And honestly, I don't think we need to really have to scrounge around for an excuse because there's, health insurance now per employee, I'm seeing where I live, is close to $900 a month per employee. So but that's got to be very frustrating to you as a patient. Why are you putting up with that? Why are you putting up with a system where you have to be reliant on your employer? Now let's look at this other case in the Court of Appeals, the Halbig versus Sebelius. Now Halbig is asking the court to force the administration to implement the law as Congress intended. And this, from what we understand, is really concerning Obamacare supporters because Obama has now had the luxury of just saying, let's delay, let's put off the mandate, let's do this, let's do that. Yet, if this is law, how come he doesn't, if we're all forced to follow the law, how come he doesn't have to? So that's another case that's going on today. We'll talk more about it when we get more information on how things went. But it's a very, very interesting time. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, some of you guys have seen my new little YouTube clip. No, I'm not trying to be funny in it. I made a YouTube clip for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. I'm raising money for kids with blood cancer. So for those of you guys that don't know what I look like, I don't know if I really want you guys to see how I look. Okay, it's kind of nice that, you know, I can, like, pretend to be, you know, a 6'1", you know, blonde hair and a 36, 21, 32. But unfortunately, many of you guys know what I look like, and that's what you get. Sorry, but that's why I have a career in radio, because hopefully I sound better than I look. But we are trying to raise money for kids with blood cancer, and that I take extremely seriously. You know, with the way things are now with our healthcare system, it's going to take people like you, me, to raise money for these kids and families and adults who have trouble paying their medical bills, as well as research. Okay, if we don't have enough pharmaceutical companies out there trying to you know, find drugs, then we need to supply the funding for this research. So please go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. I'm asking for $5 from everybody, $5 to help save a life. I'm not asking for $200, $2,000, even though if any of your companies want to pay that, please, 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 any company that does or any person that does, we're going to put them on our website as a sponsor and give you guys some publicity. But for all my listeners, all we're asking is $5. And for some of you that want to be for the $25 for a life club, please, please do that. We're going to be having a raffle where we're going to be giving off prizes for people who donate $25 or more. So please do that at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Or just Google Dr. Dahlia website and that's going to be me. Okay, so marijuana pills and sprays have now been found to ease multiple sclerosis symptoms. Now, we have found that marijuana anecdotally has helped multiple sclerosis, but this is one of the first major studies saying, look, You know, marijuana could be used. This is according to a new guideline released from the American Academy of Neurology and published in its journal, Neurology. The guideline investigated complementary or alternative medicine therapies for multiple sclerosis. Now, multiple sclerosis, as we all know, it's a demyelination of the nerve cells. So people that unfortunately have multiple sclerosis, it is an extremely debilitating disease and chronic. And unfortunately, you can't regain that sheathing back. And so you end up getting spasms, muscle stiffness, pain, trouble with urinating, incontinence, difficulty walking. It is some very, very serious stuff. Now, the researchers looked at a variety of complementary medicine, including like a ginkgo biloba, magnets, bee sting therapy, omega-3 fatty acids, reflexology, okay? And in addition to medical marijuana, they looked at 2,600 studies, and the researchers were able to assess which forms of these therapies had sufficient evidence to indicate that we could actually say use these for people with MS. But what they discovered was medical marijuana in spray or pill form appears to be helpful in patients with MS. Even though many of my MS patients that do smoke marijuana said, Dolly, I could have told you that years ago. I go, I know, but you know, you need these studies to come out in order for insurance companies to maybe consider paying for it. I wonder if that's going to be on Obamacare, if you'll be able to get medical marijuana on Obamacare. I wouldn't be surprised. Anyway, medical marijuana did provide relief for some symptoms, but it didn't deal with some of the heavy-duty symptoms of MS. Many people with multiple sclerosis have tremors. Many people have urinary incontinence where they can't hold their urine. Unfortunately, the marijuana didn't help with that. Now, what about some negative side effects? Were there any negative side effects using the medical marijuana? They said it did cause drowsiness. It did cause dizziness, it caused being off balance, and cognitive problems. Now, they say spray forms of medical marijuana are right now only available in Europe and Canada. We do have some pill forms of medical marijuana in the U.S., the Marinol that we use for cancer patients to help increase their appetite, or people that, when you have chemotherapy, nausea and vomiting, sometimes we use the Marinol for that. They say ginkgo biloba didn't really seem to, help as much as the cognition, etc., but there was a little bit of evidence that it did help fatigue. They said magnet therapy, and this has been reported by Fox News, magnet therapy did also reduce tiredness and fatigue. Reflexology, which is a type of massage, showed some effectiveness in helping those pins and needle pain that some people with MS get. They said the high omega-3 fatty acids didn't seem to help as much. Low-fat diets are nice, and we do recommend low-fat diets, but in this particular study, they didn't find it to help that much. But you can't go wrong with low-fat, but having high omega-3 fatty acids, I don't think we could, do wrong by that. I mean, eating more fish and eating less crap, But right now, FDA, is not involved yet with marijuana. I know they are salivating at the mouth at the thought of getting involved because there's a lot of money involved with marijuana. I mean, you see how well Colorado's doing. So we'll keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is fascinating. They say mushrooms, not magic mushrooms. We're talking about Japanese shiitake mushrooms, kills the HPV virus that causes cervical cancer. Yeah, that I was kind of shocked about. All right, apparently it's an extract from the mushroom that can kill HPV, and HPV, very contagious. Now one of the most common STDs out there, where it could cause cervical cancer, genital warts, etc., even throat cancer. They say more than 3/4 of all women acquire the virus during their lives and some strains. That's interesting. And now we're up to 75% of women acquire HPV. But apparently, research here in the U.S. found that the extract, active the hexose correlate compound, it's an active hexose, whatever, okay, it's found in shiitake mushrooms. I don't eat mushrooms, so I wouldn't know. They play a role in preventing these cancers. What they did is they studied it in mice, and it led to the quote-unquote eradication of HPV within 90 days. Now, what do? Do we eat it? Do we insert them as a vaginal suppository? I don't think they know yet. Now, I guess it works as an immunotherapy, where it uses the body's own immune system to fight the disease. They found that this compound in these mushrooms increases the number and activity of these natural killer cells, dendritic cells, cytokines, which basically help the body respond to infections, block the proliferation of tumors. Now, if HPV is in 99.7% of cervical cancer biopsies, according to Daily Mail, then, you know, HPV is what we really, really need to attack, obviously, first and foremost. You know, we thought that maybe smoking could cause HPV, or not HPV, smoking could maybe cause cervical cancer. There could always be some genetic variant, but right now they believe that the number one, the far, far number one, number two, number three, number 15 cause is HPV. Now, remember, HPV not only could cause throat cancer, it could cause rectal cancer, anal cancer. It could cause vaginal cancer, vulvar cancer, and penile cancer. So, you know, we're having a tough time getting everybody to take the Gardasil shots. Those Gardasil shots have to be given in threes, okay? And they're expensive. I mean, a few years ago, they were about $180 a pop. I don't know if they've gone up or gone down, but they are just extremely expensive. And a lot of people aren't jumping on board getting them. The other thing, too, is many of us that do want them, us older folk, we don't get them, right? You're supposed to get them when you're younger, right? And before the age of 26. So at that point, I know. But it's probably because they think my hoochie mama days are over. Little do they know that, no, actually, my hoochie mama days were long ago. I really never had hoochie mama days, you know? But we've talked about this. I think it's extremely important. So mushrooms, don't be sticking anything in right now. Let's just wait, and we'll find out what's going on with the research, okay? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Looks like we're coming up on break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are we approaching a global economic meltdown? Many of the financial gurus in America are saying yes. This is Steve Sanchez, and every weekend on my show, I try to bring you relevant information that helps you make the right financial decisions for your future and the legacy you want to leave behind. This is why I want you to know the secrets of the ultra-rich inside the millionaire black box. You will discover how JCPenney, Rockefeller, and Walt Disney built their wealth without the danger of the Wall Street casino. You'll also learn if this is the right time to buy gold and silver and why. This series of CDs answers the financial questions the media does not want to tell you. For the next 45 callers, I'll give you free access to the Millionaire Black Box and a copy of the best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Call 1-800-324-3030. That's 1-800-324-3030 and get access to the Millionaire Black Box. That's 1-800-324-3030.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, you can download our app on your iPhone, on your Android, and listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you like. Yeah, that is something that some people do. Yeah, I mean, it could be exciting. Why not? Please make sure you check that out. You know, Candy Crush. I guess some people are going to be making some big, big bucks as, I guess, Candy Crush hits Wall Street. I don't really understand. I've never understood the stock exchange. And I don't understand how Facebook and now Candy Crush brings everybody a lot of money unless it's just all hype. I understand a lot of things happened with hype. Remember the Cabbage Patch Kids? Those were ugly dolls, and for some reason those made it big. The Billy Bass fish mouth. You know, there's a variety of, I guess, these, you know, things where somebody decides to say, oh, this is the big, the latest and the greatest thing, and then everybody gets excited. You know, I did the Angry Birds thing. I don't think it was that wonderful. I really don't. I mean, I played Angry Birds and then, you know, Duck Dynasty. I think Duck Dynasty was a great show. I haven't really watched it. I mean, it's good, but is it that good? You know, I think there's a lot of hype, and when there's a lot of hype, you really take that momentum. You know, the Dr. Dahlia show. I know there's not hardly any hype at all, and it's actually a good show. So, you know, you see how just because there's no hype doesn't mean it's not a good product, right? Right. Okay. So I guess Candy Crush now is, I supposed to, I don't know if there's, gosh, who is it? Mel Morris, who I guess is supposed to get, I don't know, 600-700 million. I'm not sure. Other founders are going to make millions of dollars from the sale. How do people make money on Candy Crush? I mean, Candy Crush is a game on your iPhone or your Android, and you sit there. I use it as a toilet game. I'm not a big video game player. I have no time to sit there and play video games. I really don't. Yet, I do need something when the fiber kicks in. And I use Candy Crush, and I have no problem admitting that. So thank you, Candy Crush. But I'm not really spending any money on it. You know, I also play it when I'm working out, when I'm doing my cool down and I'm walking on the treadmill. And if I don't like what's on TV, I'll sit there and I'll hit the button and do the Candy Crush. It's kind of distracting. But other than that, I don't see how people are making money on that unless somebody's selling T-shirts, you know, with all the bright colors. But where I'm a little interested, and the reason why I get interested and I bring it up to you guys is because of the psychology behind it. You know, it's a very addictive game, Candy Crush. And when you see why, you know, I mean, for any of you that haven't played it, just don't start, because, I mean, it is really addictive. But it's one of those games where you feel good no matter what, and it gives you a great sense of accomplishment. And it's very, very interesting from the psychology behind it, which is something I think a lot of us could learn in the office setting or with tasks, etc. Okay, so first of all, they're using these colors that are feel-good colors, pink, blue, brown for chocolate. Those are feel-good comfort colors, okay? Yeah, when you play it, they have the more addictive bright colors like the red and the green, etc. But they use a lot of surrounding feel-good colors, okay? So you feel like you're relaxing even though you're not, and I think it's damaging the retina, but that's another story for a different day. Then, as you're progressing, you may think you've progressed. Right, I was up to like level one day 43, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm on level 43, yeehaw. And until I heard that one of my patients was on a level 160. And then I felt like, oh, but they don't let you see that you're low in the levels. It makes you look like you've accomplished something. Now, I know some of you are like, Dahlia, it's a video game, are you kidding me? But what we're doing is we're talking about the psychology of it, because maybe we could learn from the psychology of Candy Crush for our own tasks. Okay, for example, you know, if we feel like we got so much to do and so far to go and we never reach our goal, sometimes I feel like that. I feel like I never reach my goal ever. Well, then maybe what you need to have are these mini checkpoints, kind of like a little racetrack, these mini checkpoints so you feel like you made your goal. Yet the future checkpoints don't seem to be hitting you in the face. It's kind of blurred. It's kind of fogged out. So you still feel like you made your goal, and then deal with the other goals later. Just enjoy the moment, that type of thing. Because a lot of us, we don't do the baby step thing, and we just look at the end result that's about 5 miles away and freak out that we can't get to it. Just like with weight loss. You know, if you guys are trying to lose weight, what I suggest you do is by Easter, plan on having lost 5 pounds by Easter. Okay? Now, some of you say, oh, Dahlia, that's not good enough. Why isn't it good enough? Just do that. Make your goal 5 pounds. Yeah, if you do more, great. But let's do baby steps and get all excited so you can enjoy Easter after losing 5 pounds. Then maybe we'll do Mother's Day, another 5 pounds. Let's make little baby goals. I'm not asking you guys to lose 60 pounds in a year, but why don't we lose 5 pounds from here to Easter and then maybe 5 pounds from here to Mother's Day. Why not? I don't have to worry about gaining weight on Mother's Day because my kids always forget and nobody ever gets me anything. Okay? Then, as you play this stupid game, and I'm sorry to call it stupid, it's just because it's addictive, and I hate the fact that I still play it every night, but it's a lot more interesting than some of my other phone games. You always seem to, even when you lose, have made some sort of progress. And that's a very, very smart thing to do also, okay? If you, let's say, don't make your goal, was there something else you accomplished in the meantime so that you feel satisfied, you feel like the trek was worth it? You see what I mean? You know, one of the things I'm doing is I'm recruiting a whole bunch of radio hosts to raise money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Even though I'm myself trying to raise money, I thought I would start a sub contest to try to get a bunch of people, a bunch of radio hosts to raise money. And whoever brings in the most, donations will win a prize valued at about $1,000. So I am extremely excited about doing that. But even the people that don't win, they're going to be recognized. And so, you know, everybody's a winner. One, it's for charity. Two, there's actually things you could win. And so, and for those of you radio hosts that do listen to the show, go to my website at drdahlia.com and email me so I can give you guys the details. I can't post everything yet because while we're organizing it, I need to kind of keep some privacy until, boom, I announce who's going to be running. And we're going to be making this a fun contest. But that's one thing I noticed. Sometimes you have to have little things on the way where you're not a complete loser. You do get to win. You do get to feel like you've advanced and done something, even though we lose. And, you know, and maybe Candy Crush is trying to overprotect us. Maybe we just need something that's a little bit more realistic. But that's why, not to mention the colors, not to mention the ease of it, the speed of it. They have some weird music. I really don't understand the music, so you always shut the music off. That makes no sense. But they're always saying, good job, nice job. So even as you're losing, you see that you did something right. People want that positive reinforcement. They want to feel like they're doing something right. The problem with Angry Birds, and the reason why that doesn't still exist to the degree that it did, is because it's very negative. Okay? The birds look angry. You lose. When you lose, you really don't feel like you won anything. I mean, here, this Candy Crush, it shows you pieces of candy. And you don't crave candy. It's just, it knows how to work on your pleasure center. And certain candies, when you mix them together, give you ways to make extra points. Then they got this little chocolate thing with sprinkles. Oh, my gosh, I love that. And then they got these little chocolate bars that end up growing and messing you up. And, you know, like I said, it's a sick game. You end up hating chocolate when you're done with this. But maybe we should just take some lessons and realize that even though Candy Crush has been around since April 2012, it's been downloaded more than 500 million times. Why? Because, yeah, I guess they could make money because you could do add-on games or add extra points or something. I don't know. I don't spend money. But we got to introduce the positivity and the small goals. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.